Well, you know, that's 25 years ago, and I remember that he was very excited about being involved in that project, and there was a ceremony when they actually were presenting the time capsule, where it was going to be buried and so forth and so on. And I was there at that little ceremony. And then he was the last person to see the time capsule because he sealed it and buried it. There was a $25 charge for anyone that wanted to put something personal into the time capsule. And $25, 25 years ago, was, you know, more than it is today. We spend that to go out for dinner now. And I said to him, you know, you're going to be the last one to see this time capsule. You're going to close it up. And, you know, couldn't you just slip something in from our family, like a little photo or something? And he said, oh, no, people that are putting personal things in have to pay the $25. So now I was quite interested with the opening of this time capsule, if in fact he did put something in. But we have spoken to the young man who had opened it and has the contents, and it seems like my husband Ted Overit did not give in to his wife's wishes. It seemed that he was going to follow the rules, and that is really in keeping with my husband's character. He was that wouldn't, in his mind, that wouldn't have been fair. Other people had to pay $25 to put personal items in, and even though he could do it without anyone looking, he would be honorable.